I want to remind you that as we were walking down from Marble Arch to Trafalgar Square, there was a counter demonstration at Piccadilly Circus. Did you come across that? Okay. One of the groups was the British National Party, we understand. And they, our next speaker is Sister Yvonne Ridley. And they said to her to go home. And she was just saying to me, well, Newcastle isn't too far away from here, so she could go down there and listen to their advice. Sister Yvonne Ridley tells me that it was 7 years to the day when she was captured by the Taliban, and from the lady who fell off a donkey in Afghanistan to the lady who broke the siege in Gaza recently and went with a ship to greet the Palestinians and tell them that they have people outside who support them and give them moral and support in terms of people and so on, went there. I would like to invite Sister Yvonne Ridley to give her views regarding this issue. Can you welcome her with a loud takbir?
Brothers, sisters, friends, comrades, salam alaikum. Battle for a free Palestine is entering a new phase, one that is much more dangerous, much more violent and much more bloody than before. But as the number of deaths among our Palestinian brothers and sisters continues, what we are witnessing is the internal destruction and decline of Israel. This man-made Zionist project is failing and Israeli society is beginning to collapse. They are turning against each other. In recent months, there has been a vast increase in the number of violent incidents driven by the settlers, not only against Palestinians, but against their own people and the soldiers who were supposed to protect them. These settlers are out of control as they riot and loot Palestinian villages whose lands they so jealously covet and envy. And as they go about their theft and destruction, these armed mobs, fueled by a hatred, reveal the true face of Zionism. The settlers, by nature, are violent and aggressive, stealing land which does not belong to them. This naked aggression is so blatant that if this happened anywhere else in the world, they would be arrested and thrown in prison. If these jackbooted Nazi thugs lived in Britain, they would have been hit with asbos by now. The police and the army do not know how to control them, and the government is also imploding and disintegrating. We saw this in the Free Gaza movement. As you heard, I was one of the peace activists who helped break the brutal siege of Gaza by sea. And by the way, let's get one thing very clear today. Israel did not give us permission to enter the waters of Gaza. They couldn't stop us. The reality is a group of peace activists ran circles around the Zionist state who tried every trick in the book to stop our two boats sailing. They would have blown us out of the water, but for the fact this is a racist regime and they didn't want to kill any more white Westerners. The memory of Rachel Corrie and Tom Herndl still haunts them. And while they don't think twice about killing Palestinians, internationals from 17 different countries was too much even for them. I am actually getting more optimistic about a free Palestine today than probably when Al-Quds Day was first launched by Imam Khomeini in 1979. I am more confident that a free Palestine will become a reality, not because of the actions of the Quartet or world leaders, but because of ordinary people. The Free Gaza movement showed that when people lead, initiative, we can achieve great things. Politicians did not tear down the Berlin Wall. Politicians did not tear down the wall at the Rafah crossing a few months ago. And politicians did not break the siege of Gaza by sea. Days like today show what real people power can do. And today's Al-Quds Day should be seen as a rallying call, marking the beginning of the end of the Zionist state. The Palestinians do not want our tears. They want our support. They want our strength. They want our solidarity. Even Ehud Olmert's resignation is a direct result and evidence of the Israeli defeat in the July 2006 war. Who remembers that?
Yeah.
Hezbollah showed how weak the Zionist army is. Victory to the Hezbollah!
Yeah.
Israel is a humiliating thorn in the side of the Muslim world, but I believe the real solution could come from the place where it all began, in Europe. Ordinary people across Europe, like us today, are sick and tired of the injustices against the Palestinians, and they are sick and tired of our useless leaders in the West doing nothing to solve it. And let's face it, we can't rely on those belly-dancing Arab leaders either. And the time is coming soon when they will also be consigned to history's dustbin. People power is going to define the next decade, and when the people lead, our leaders will surely follow if they want to survive. This is what democracy is about. They can't punish us all like they've tried to punish the good people of Gaza. Collective punishment does not work. I can tell you that despite the West's attempt to crush the Palestinians in Gaza, they have failed. And if Hamas stands tomorrow, they will be elected again. In fact, if Hamas stood across the Middle East, they would be swept to power. Victory to Hamas! The writing is on the wall. Why do you think every Israeli citizen is now scrambling around for a second passport? They want out, and we should let them cut and run now. Thank you. Salaam alaikum.
Thank you, Sister Yvonne.